Hello guys, welcome to Inner Works. If this is your first time listening, my name is Olivia. If you are a frequent listener, welcome back. What is up? I've missed you guys. I have so much to say this episode, and I'm so excited to record because I have a couple story times and a couple life updates, and then a main topic I want to ramble about, and that is spiritual ego. But before we get started, you guys know I do my little life updates. I'm also sitting outside as per usual, so if you hear like wind or noises or animals, that's because I'm in the middle of the jungle. But yeah, I'm so excited to be recording today. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope everyone is healthy and safe and happy. Yesterday I went to the beach. Okay, yesterday we did a little road trip. Everyone that I live with, we did a little road trip, and it's called the Road to Hana. It's in Maui, and on that road trip there's like a couple different waterfalls and beaches that we go to and places that you can stop. And one of the places that we went to was called Red Sand Beach, and this beach had a big rock in the middle of the water, in the ocean, like in the middle of the shore basically, and you could climb up the rock and jump it. So there's a video on my Instagram, actually. I just posted a picture today, and it's like the third or fourth slide, and that's the rock that I'm talking about. If you want to go see it, my Instagram is Olivia Beira, B-E-I-R-A. But yeah, so we went to this beach, and me and one of my roommates, we climbed up the rock, and we jumped into the water, and it was super fun. And we did that a couple times, and then on like my third or fourth time, I was climbing up the rock, and it was super like, what's the word? It was like steep in some parts and then higher in others, and also like super sharp because it was like lava rock. So yeah, and also keep in mind, like, you'll have to watch the video. I'm not really explaining it that well, but there was like a bunch of waves that would come and they would break by hitting the rock. So then that way the shore was like the pretty calm water, but a bunch of waves would hit the rocks and the little cliff. So on my third or fourth time, I was climbing up, and I had trouble getting up in the first place, which was my sign that I should have just not kept climbing, or like keep attempting to climb up the rock, because like I kept getting hit by waves. I kept getting like literally tossed around by the ocean, which was really scary, but I was being stubborn, and because I had jumped it before, I wanted to do it again. And so I'm climbing up, I finally get up, and I'm on like this lower steep part. And as I'm climbing, I didn't have like a good grip. I mean, I thought I did, but obviously I didn't, because I'm at this lower part and a big wave comes and literally knocks me off of the rock, and I fall into the water face first. And keep in mind, you can only jump off of the rock at a very specific spot because there's rocks all underwater and there's rocks everywhere. So I literally fell into the water and I fucked up my leg. My leg and my foot, and I got like a bunch of cuts and stuff. But in that moment that I was falling, I literally was like, this might sound dramatic to some of you, but I literally thought I was gonna die because I thought there was just rocks underneath me. Like, luckily I didn't hit my head or hit any rocks. There was no rocks underwater, but I didn't know that. And so when I was falling, basically, like, I thought I was going to hit rocks and hit my head and literally die. So as I was falling, I was like, yep, this is it. And it was absolutely fucking terrifying. I fucked up my leg and my knee, or my foot, but it literally could have been so much worse. Like, I was looking back at it and I kept replaying the memory in my head. I literally could have hit my head, or, you know, worse. Like, it could have gone so wrong, and it was absolutely terrifying. It was really scary, and that was a main event that happened yesterday. It was still a super fun day, and luckily that happened at the end of the day. So, like, we did all the fun stuff and a couple waterfalls before that, but that was, like, the last thing of the day, and it was literally just terrifying because I literally could have died. this may sound dramatic, but I would classify that as a near-death experience, because as I was falling, I literally was like, yep, this is it. I was bracing myself, which it was stupid. I literally should have listened to my intuition, because I knew that the place that I was at, like, at the point of the rock that I was at, like, wasn't a good place to stop and like, hold on while the wave, like, you know, breaks. But I was being stubborn, and I don't know why, I just didn't listen, and I wanted to jump it. And then the universe was like, yeah, don't be stupid. So it was literally terrifying. And the whole way home, the whole drive home, I was literally, like, rethinking my entire life. I was like, holy crap, I literally could, my life could have literally ended today. I could have literally died today. And it made me realize how extremely temporary the human experience is. And, like, I always talk about how the human experience is temporary, and how we're not our physical bodies, and how, you know, life after death and all that stuff. And I thought that I made peace with death, and I have. But when I had that experience yesterday, it literally just made me realize how attached to our bodies we are, right? How we think we're bodies, even though we're not. How we're so convinced that this human experience is all that there is. Because when my human experience literally almost ended, I had a whole existential and identity crisis, because I was like, I literally could have died. My life could have been over. And, like, now that I'm talking about it, looking back at it, I don't believe it's, you know, darkness and nothingness after death. I believe death is just another realm to a higher level of consciousness. And, you know, we are not our bodies. We're energies and souls that are inhabiting. Is that the word? That have chosen our bodies, let's say, to experience this temporary human experience. And it's so convincing. Like, we get so convinced by our egos that this is all there is, and that this is what life is, and this is what we experience in this life and through our senses and our perception of what we're able to make of reality. But we actually have no idea what life truly is, because there's so many other realms that we haven't experienced. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? I hope this is making sense. Like, death is just another realm of existence that we don't have any inclination about, because we're only able to perceive life in the now, you know? So anyways, long story short, I just had a whole crisis in the car home, because I was like, it just made me realize how temporary this experience is, the human experience. And it made me really grateful, but it also made me really scared. And the whole day today, I've just been replaying it back in my mind, and I'm like, holy crap. But I'm trying to remind myself that, like, I'm protected and guided. Obviously, like, the universe was literally protecting me and guiding me. And it made me realize not to not do stupid stuff, and also to listen to my intuition. And don't cliff jump dangerous cliffs, because that's stupid. So, yeah. All in all, it was a lesson, right? As everything is. But it was terrifying, nonetheless. It was definitely terrifying. But I'm just grateful that I only, like, messed up my foot, because it could have been so worse. It could have been so much worse. So that was my day yesterday. It was still a super fun day, but yeah, today I've kind of just been taking it all in and realizing that I'm very lucky to be alive, and that the human experience is so temporary and something that we should appreciate at every single moment, and to be present at every single moment, because, you know, it's extremely temporary. So, yeah, what else? What was another life update? I feel like I had another story that I wanted to tell you guys. Do I have another story? I don't think so. Oh, I do have a mini life update. I always update about, like, my coffee stuff and whether I'm drinking coffee. If you guys have listened to previous episodes, you'll know that I stopped drinking coffee once I got to Hawaii. And I don't really know if anyone gives a fuck about whether, like, when I update on this, but I drank coffee. I've had a coffee every morning for the past 5 days, and I'm not proud of it. I ran out this morning, so I'm going to be restarting my streak. And it was fun while it lasted, but I'm going back to no more drinking coffee. I was at the store, like 5 days ago, when I saw it, and I was like, I had a weak moment, guys, and I was like, I need it. So I bought it, And I drank it, and I honestly hated it at first. I was like, this tastes like crap. But then, you know, a couple days went by, and I was like, yeah, this is kind of good. And I was, like, super motivated in the morning. It was crazy. I hadn't felt that energized in so long. But, yeah, it just restarted my streak. And I was like, I don't want to become dependent on it again, you know, to the point where I get sick if I don't drink it. Because that was just really awful. And it is a nice thing to enjoy every once in a while. I'm not going to, like, say that I'll never have one again. But I just don't want to be reliant on it, you know. So, yeah, life update. I drank coffee, broke my streak, but that's okay. I'll just restart. What else? I feel like there was one more thing I had to say. I just had it in my brain. Oh, yes. I am going to start microdosing again. If you guys have been listening for a while, you'll know that I made an episode on microdosing psilocybin mushrooms, and I'm super pumped and excited to start this again and start microdosing. I can make a whole episode on it, exactly what I do, how I do it, why I do it. I kind of already made one, but I can do like an updated one with a little bit more insight and knowledge because I've had more experience. I've actually done it, so I know what it's like. And I can explain the long-term benefits and what I've had through my personal experience, or, you know, what I've learned. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to start microdosing again. The universe answered my prayers because I was like, I really want to start microdosing again, but I didn't know how or where to get them. So the universe brought me them in a really funny way. It was crazy. So yeah, I'm super excited, and I'll have to update you guys on that. But yeah, that's all my life updates, other than the fact that I'm also leaving for Hawaii in 1 week and in 10 days, actually. 10 days from, or no, 9 days. In 9 days, I'm leaving, and I'm really sad, honestly. I'm really, really sad. I can't believe how fast it's gone by. Like, I came here thinking that I was going to live here for 4 months, and now I'm leaving, and it's been 5 weeks. And it's felt like such a short time. It went by so fast, and I feel like if I had lived here for 4 months, it would have gone by so extremely fast. But yeah, you guys, if you don't understand like why I'm not living here for 4 months, you'll have to listen to a previous episode. And I think it was the 2 episodes ago. I talk about why we have to leave early and all that stuff. But it's crazy because as soon as I got comfortable and attached to this environment, I have to leave. And it's kind of sad. And I'm going to miss it a lot, but that's just the universe teaching me and showing me that I cannot attach myself to literally anything. I can't attach myself to any physical items, any environment, any place, because it's all temporary, you know? And it's taught me a lot. It's taught me to be grateful. It's taught me to just appreciate what I have and not attach myself to it, you know? Connection without attachment, just as everything else in the universe, you know? But what else? I think that's it for the life updates. I wanted to talk about something that I've been thinking about for a little while now, and that is spiritual ego and what it is, why people get it, my experience having it, you know, because I feel like everyone gets it. Everyone has an ego, first of all. But when you start learning about spirituality and you start having these profound insights, it's really easy to get an ego from what you're learning. And it's really easy for your ego to convince you that you know more than someone or that you're better than someone. And that's just not the case. And I've learned a lot through that, you know, through spirituality and those around me not understanding certain things at the level that I do, or not that they don't understand them, but certain people around me, like family or friends, not having the same level of consciousness as I do, because not everyone has a different level of consciousness. Everyone has a different understanding of the world around them and the meaning of life and the meaning of, you know, certain philosophies and spirituality because we're all so uniquely different. But in the beginning of my spiritual journey, it was super hard not to form a really big ego from the things that I was learning, because I didn't have any friends or family who understood these things and these teachings about consciousness, about life, about death, about existence at the level that I did. And it made me feel extremely alone, but also at the same time, it boosted my ego. I'm not gonna lie. And if you have been on a spiritual journey, then you'll probably relate to it as well. And there's no shame in it, because we all, like I said, we all have egos, and all of our egos get a little big or come out at certain times. But yeah, spiritual ego is just something to watch out for and understand that, or how do I want to say this? Understand that not everyone is going to have the same level of understanding as you do, or the same level of consciousness as you do. And that's okay. That doesn't make one person better than the other, or one person more knowledgeable than the other. It just means that you guys are operating on different wavelengths. And it can be with your closest friends or your family. And like I said, it can feel really lonely, but also on the opposite end of that, it can also make you feel like better than people or more knowledgeable, which is not true. It might feel like that sometimes. Like, it might feel like you're the only one around you who knows certain things or cares about certain things or cares about learning certain things. But just ground yourself and humble yourself too. Spread the knowledge or the wisdom or the insight that you're learning, and be humble with what you learn, you know? Because the universe knows when you're living through ego, or when you believe that you're better than other people. And, you know, I feel like that just limits your growth, limits your consciousness, and limits your ability to share what you actually learn, right? Because if you put your ego aside, and if you spread light and share with your friends and family in the world what you're learning, if you share with them what you're learning, it strengthens your consciousness and allows you to grow individually. And it allows those around you to receive your light, to receive your energy, to receive your, you know, whatever it may be, you know, your knowledge, your teachings, your wisdom. But I remember at the beginning of my spiritual journey, I used to get really frustrated at the fact that certain people around me didn't understand things at the level of mind that I did. And if anything, it just made me feel really alone and really, what's the word? Really sad, honestly. Made me sad. It made me frustrated as well. It made me frustrated that my parents didn't understand certain things the way I did, or that my siblings didn't, or that my closest friends didn't. And it took me a while to realize that I can't change anyone's way of thinking, obviously. You know, like I said, we're all so uniquely individual, and we all have different ways of thinking and different ways of viewing life based on the experiences that we've had. And it's not up to me to deter someone from their path of what they're learning, right? Or to change someone's level of consciousness, because I don't think as an individual I can really do that. I think someone has to want to learn certain things, or has to want to change, has to want to heal. And I used to get really frustrated because I had learned things through my personal experience, and I had certain insight, I guess you could say, and I would want to share it with the people that I love, but they wouldn't be open to receiving it. And not because they purposely didn't care or didn't want to hear, but just they didn't have the space or the energy to understand it, or they didn't have the space or the energy to want to hear it, right? Because you have to want to receive advice or someone's guidance. But I would look around at the people that I loved the most, and I would see them hurting in certain ways that I had already hurt before, and I would want to give them all my advice and all my love and energy that I possibly could in order to help them and to help them grow consciously in the ways that I was experiencing. And I had a lot of people, you know, who weren't open to receiving, and that made me really frustrated and made me feel alone, and also made me feel like a little bit crazy, I guess you could say, because I was learning things that no one around me really gave a shit about, you know, certain things. But like I said, it took me a while to realize that getting frustrated at that was only hurting me and limiting my growth, you know? And it's really easy to feel that way and to adapt that mentality of like, oh, no one around me understands me or no one around me cares. And I think that's just a part of it, you know, those feelings arise. But, you know, once I put that aside and realize that everyone's just on their own individual path, own individual journey, and I'm responsible for no one's healing but my own, then I consciously grew 10 times more, right? Because I became a light. And then when I became a light, others became open to receiving the light that I had, right? And I'm not saying this as like, this is just my, like, only I've experienced this. Everyone experiences this, right? When you speak your truth and focus on your energy and your light, you become a light to those around you. And when you spread that light, others are able to find it within themselves. And then they become a light and the cycle kind of repeats, you know? It's like a chain reaction. So, yeah, but I think the most important thing is just not getting frustrated at your loved ones if they don't understand the things that you're learning or care to know or have the space to receive that those messages. Because like I said, that only limits you. And it only puts that energy out there that you're frustrated at humanity or people or yourself, right? Which the energy you put out is the energy you receive back. So be careful with how you speak to the universe. You know, because if you're frustrated at the lessons that you're having to learn, it's only going to slow down the process of you actually learning that, you know? So yeah, I think that's all I got to say about that, about spiritual ego. What else? I posted a TikTok on, microdosing quotation marks. And I have been getting deep into the realm of TikTok and social media lately. And I talk about this a lot too. Over the summer, I took a huge break from social media. I was never on it. I had no desire to be on it. I felt just like it made me feel awful. And now as I'm in Hawaii and I've been posting more stuff and sharing my experiences and I've been getting back into the flow of making podcast episodes, which is so fulfilling and fun for me, it's also made me more reliant on technology. And I just see the way it affects me and I just observe it. And it's just crazy how much it rules our lives, how much it rules the collective. And it's really tricky to navigate and it's really easy to spiral into a toxic relationship with technology. And I'm dealing with that right now. I'm trying to stay off of it as much as possible. And I'm trying to, you know, be as present as possible. But it's just so difficult because it's so addicting. You know, it's like it's a literal drug. And it's also addicting just because I'm trying to work from it. You know, post podcast episodes, interact with people, post TikToks, you know, promote the podcast and all that stuff. And it's just so... It's crazy watching myself use it because I know it's bad for me and I know when I've been on it for too long, you know, like I know when I should take breaks, when I should be more present, but it's so difficult to listen to that calling and it's so difficult to listen to your intuition in those moments because it's so powerful how easily we can get trapped into the cycle of relying on social media, relying on technology. And I've just been deep in it and it's been difficult to step away from. So I'm thinking, I had this idea a couple weeks ago. I've had this idea for quite some time now. I want to have a month, maybe even longer, honestly, a month where I lock my iPhone in a closet and my computer as well. Lock my iPhone and my computer in a closet or a cabinet, whatever, for a month. Lock it away, get a flip phone from Walmart, a cheap little flip phone, give my phone number to my closest friends and family, and say, if you need me, you can reach me at this number. But absolutely not have a phone for a month, not for directions, not for music, not for photos, not for anything, because we literally rely on our phones for everything nowadays, and it comes with so many amazing things and so many benefits, but it's also, it gets so exhausting energetically to be reliant on it and to watch myself become reliant on it. So I've wanted to do that for a long, long time, and I think once my travels settle down, I will be doing that. And I'm so excited because I'll probably document the experience as well. Like if I want to take photos, I'll just take photos on my actual camera. Or if I want to listen to music, I'll listen to the radio or the CD player, you know, like I want to experience what life is like without a phone again, you know, because as crazy as it sounds, I have not had that since I was a child, a very small child. And I think that's crazy because I feel like a lot of my youth has just been on technology. And I want to step away from it for a long period of time. So I'm definitely going to be doing that soon. And I'll have to update you guys on what that experience has been like. Because I'm sure I'll have so much to talk about once I make a podcast about that. Like once I've actually, you know, had that experience of what it's like to not have a phone at all for anything. Sorry for the roosters in the back. Hawaii has a bunch of roosters just roaming around. And they're super loud and annoying sometimes. So if you guys can hear that, I'm sorry. But yeah, that's all I got to say, I think, for this episode. Follow me on Instagram if you have yet to follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Olivia Beira, Beira. If you are listening on Spotify, press the follow button. It helps me out. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review. And that would also help me out. Yeah, I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Message me on Instagram. I love hearing from you guys. Makes my day. And if I haven't responded to you, I am working on it. I am trying to spend as much time away from my phone as possible. And it's also kind of hard to, like, get back to everyone. So, that being said, I still love receiving messages. And they're super sweet. And I love hearing input and feedback and advice. So, yeah, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.